And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, we're going to be talking about something today that has to do with the end of America. The end of America. Again, several weeks ago, we did a program, actually a series of programs, called The Murder of America. And we examined the Council on Foreign Relations scheme to merge Canada, Mexico, and the United States together to create a new state, a new nation called the North American Union. There would be a Supreme Court of the North American Union, which would be superior to our own Supreme Court. There would be a Chief Executive Council of three, a Mexican and a United States citizen and a Canadian, that would take over the presidency. And Mexican generals would even be integrated into the American military, and we might end up with our fighting men controlled by Mexican officers. And of course, there would be no more border between Mexico and the United States. That border would be moved down to the south to Mexico's southern border with Guatemala and Belize. And all of the 126 million, some people say there are 106 million Mexicans, but they forget the 20 million that are in the United States. 126 million Mexicans would be, well, they'd be just as much a citizen as you and I. They would immediately, in fact, they've already been given the workers, the Mexican workers in America, even those that are illegal. Bush has done something he calls totalization, and he has signed an agreement and Congress has okayed it, even though they didn't vote on it. And now all of the 20 million illegal alien Mexicans in America have full Social Security benefits. The only difference between they and American-born workers is they only have to work 2 years under Social Security to get full Social Security benefits when they get aged and Medicare. Where you and I, as American native-born citizens, have to work 10. And there's another vital difference, too. Because under the Bush plan, under the Bush Republican and Democrat, I don't want to leave the Democrats, let's be fair, they don't mind this at all. They're so happy to see the Republicans take the baton and run the relay race for them. They can sort of hide in the bushes and say, look, see, the Republicans want to end America as much as we have always wanted to end it. And eventually, Congressman Ron Paul says, the goal is a new world order. But first, they want to end America, and after that, that will be the only true obstacle, ending this country and its over 200-year tradition of constitutional authority. And by the way, they have a plan for a new People's Bill of Rights. They haven't got a name for it yet, but they're going to do away with our Constitution. It will be merged in with the new system. And I actually heard a CFR speaker on television say, if things go right, we'll have all the benefits of the Mexican Constitution here in the United States. He claims Mexico has more rights than we have. I guess that's why there's so many languishing in Mexican jails from corrupt policemen. They have so many rights down there. The peasants. Oh, sure. They're going to do us a favor. Give us Mexico's rights for the citizens. Well, today I want to talk to you about Bush plan for the comprehensive immigration reform. It's not just reform, and always beware when the elite want to reform anything. It's comprehensive immigration reform. And not only the Republicans, but Senator Ted Kennedy and Harry Reid, the Senate Minority Leader, the Democrat, they're all for it too, and so is Senator Frist, and so is, well, Senator John McCain, and so is Senator Hillary Clinton. They're all for it. It seems that the only ones that are against it are about 80% of the American people. And right now, they have been aroused. They're angry. Maybe our Murder of America series did something good. And they're preventing Congress from okaying this devious, devilish, sinister plan. But Bush says, if you don't give it to me, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. Because in 2005, as I've told you, he already signed the agreement before Congress ever agreed. Down in Baylor University in Waco, Texas, there, Vicente Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, and George Bush signed the agreement. It's already been signed. To blazes with our Congress. But it's always nice after the fact. You know, if you murder somebody, it's always nice to have Congress pass a law afterwards saying shooting a person with a 9mm gun through the head is really not murder. It's maybe, you know, I don't know what, about the same as running a stop sign. If you can get Congress after the fact to prove that, to redefine things. Bush has already signed over American sovereignty to the elite, to the Council on Foreign Relations, to the Illuminati, but he'd like to go ahead and get the rubber stamp of Congress. This is what dictators always do. They do what they want, and then they make it quote-unquote legal later. It's amazing. But I once read, I took a college course years ago, called Communist Government, or actually I think it was called Government of Communist Nations. And I read a journal article that had been translated into English from Russian. And the writer was a well-known political scientist, you might call him, from Leningrad University in the Soviet Union. And he said to show how much cohesiveness and cooperation there is among all of the nations of the USSR, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, never has even one nation asked to secede. Our Constitution says any nation, the Baltic nations, you know, all of the ones in the USSR, all the republics, they can secede anytime they want to. Unlike America, he said, where they had a huge civil war back in the 1800s because the southern states wanted to secede and the federal government wouldn't allow it. Here in the Soviet Union, nobody even asked. They love being part of the Soviet Union so much, they've never even asked to secede. If they wanted to, they could do so. It's in our Constitution. We have complete freedom and democratic rights in the Soviet Constitution, and so they did. It's one of the best constitutions ever written. It's just they pay no attention to it. And I thought back recently, well, that's what we have. We have a wonderful constitution in the United States. They just don't pay any attention to it. And now we have a situation where they have violated the Constitution. Even Lou Dobbs of Cable News Network on the Lou Dobbs program said it's beyond belief. This ending of American sovereignty and setting up of a North American Union, said Mr. Dobbs, is not only beyond belief, he said it's in total contravention. That means in defiance, totally against the U.S. Constitution and all of our laws and all of our cultural arrangements over the centuries. But everything is changing. It's called comprehensive immigration reform. It's a Trojan horse designed to destroy America from within. Now, any true American leader has already warned, if we were ever to suffer defeat in this nation, it would not come from without. It would not come from somewhere else in the world. It would come from within. Subversion, defeat, will only come from within. And that's what we have now. The same people who gave us communism are still at it. The Trotskyites, I should call them. I recently wrote a letter, and I want to tell you a little bit about it, because the answer I got is quite significant. I wrote a letter to Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas. Likeable lady. Used to be a cheerleader. University of Texas football and athletic teams. Pretty intelligent lady, actually. So don't think that just because she was a cheerleader, she just has a pretty face. No, she's a very intelligent lady, and she's very ambitious, and she recently introduced legislation on behalf of the Bush administration, co-authored with Congressman Mike Spence. I believe he's from Pennsylvania or somewhere. I could be wrong. Maybe Indiana. But I wrote her a letter and told her I was very concerned about her immigration plan. And I told her it from my reading of her immigration plan, which is, of course, the Republican plan, which is the Democratic plan, which is the Council on Foreign Relations plan, which is the Illuminati plan. I told her it seemed like rather than be a senator from the great state of Texas in the U.S. Senate, she might be just better off being a senator of some Mexican province. Why don't you, Miss Hutchison, go on down to Mexico, because you're representing Mexico. You don't represent Texas. You don't represent Americans. You're representing the Mexicans. Why don't you go on down there and shut up, leave our Congress, and go down there? Well, she wrote me a letter back. She was a little nice to me, but still a letter of fakery, a hoax of a letter. In fact, she spent 2 pages explaining her plan, trying to get me to buy it. Now, Ms. Hutchison knows we have a radio program, and she's not afraid of our radio program, but she knows we have an audience. They know what we do up in the Congress. They know about Power of Prophecy. They know we're right here in the capital of Texas and that we do have some influence, especially in the conservative community, although we're neither Republican or Democrat. We're just Christian patriot here. She thanked me for sending me the letter, and then she very carefully explained her plan, and I'd like to tell you what her plan is today. Maybe you'd like to know what the Illuminati, the CFR, the White House, the Senate, all of the politicians, what they have in store for you and me. And I want you to use a little imagination. Sometimes you have to sort of read between the lines. Not too much. Don't go too far afield, but just use your common sense that they don't really want you to use. You know, at first glance, some of these things don't sound too bad, but you got to look at them very carefully. Now, there are 10 points that I have been able to derive from Ms. Hutchison's comprehensive immigration reform bill that she's introduced. That is the Bush bill. That is the Illuminati bill. That is the CFR bill. And you'll have to decide, dear friends, for yourself whether or not you agree with these 10 points. I'm going to tell you about them because I tell you a lot of things are going on. I'm going to tell you my opinion up front. This is a despicable plot to end American sovereignty and to destroy American culture, to end everything. And there is a reason behind it. Later on the program, I'm going to tell you about it. Who's really behind this? I have in front of me, by the way, several newspaper articles. And then I have the annual report of the Council on Foreign Relations. They were nice enough to send me their annual report. It's a big book. 104 pages long, even has a list of all their members. I found it very interesting. Maybe I should go over this Council on Foreign Relations report because I found it quite interesting. They say in page 14 of this report that their journal, published by the CFR, Foreign Affairs, was ranked the most influential media outlet in the United States in a study of U.S. opinion leaders. Well, remember, those U.S. opinion leaders that they surveyed, no doubt, were most of them were members of the Council on Foreign Relations. So why shouldn't they say that our own journal is the most influential? But it is. It says Foreign Affairs, that's the CFR journal, placed ahead of all other magazines and newspapers, including the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and the Economist, as well as all of the TV broadcast media and the radio. This is the most powerful piece of literature, comes out quarterly, in America. Interesting. It shapes the policy and opinion. When they come out with an issue of the CFR, Foreign Affairs Journal, whatever the articles are in there, I can tell you right, if they talk about the AIDS crisis, I can tell you for the next 6 months, all of the newspapers will be talking about the AIDS crisis. If they talk about something going on in Africa, the Sudan, they'll be talking about it in the New York Times front pages within weeks. If there's an article that comes out that says Bush is doing a good job on the war on terror, I promise you, all of the media will get in line and Bush is doing a good job on the war on terror. Whatever the CFR says, they get. Now, in the CFR journal, some interesting things. I want you to understand, first of all, about some of the members of it. For example, it has corporate sponsors as well as private individuals. You'll be pleased to know that Halliburton, of course, that's billing these $300-something million worth of concentration camps now for the Bush administration, for FEMA, for Homeland Security, is a premium member, they call them, because they give so much money to the CFR. In fact, Vice President, the senior vice president of the Council on Foreign Relations is Mr. David Kellogg of Kellogg, Brown, and Root, a Halliburton subsidiary. Also notice that one of the individuals who's a member is none other than Edgar Bronfman, the Canadian billionaire who owns the biggest whiskey and, well, I don't know, all the other liquors that they make from Seagram's distilleries. The biggest liquor maker in the world, Mr. Bronfman. Mr. Bronfman's son, Edgar Bronfman Jr., of course, owns about half of Hollywood now. He's in the motion picture business. So between alcohol and Hollywood, they've sort of been able to influence quite a few of people's minds. But listen to this. I also found out that there's a international advisory board and there's a management board. And the chairman of it is a man named Maurice Levy, Jewish, of course, as is Mr. Bronfman, as is Mr. Kellogg. And then there's people like Jacob Wallenberg, Jewish. And in fact, almost everybody, the president of the CFR, Mr. Haas, is Jewish. The head of their financial committee, Mr. Muskie, is Jewish, but there are two members who are not Jewish that I noticed. They're relatively new on the membership of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now remember, there's only a little bit over 4,000 members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Don't try to join. I don't think they're going to accept you. But the two newest organizations that they have taken onto this, into this august body are Mexican Americans, Mexicans, Hispanic. One heads a group called La Raza, or The Race. They're a racist, bigoted group that very much wants to take all of the border states and give them back to Mexico, or, you know, basically reconquer America. They call themselves the Reconquistas. La Raza. Their boss is now on the Council on Foreign Relations, and then there's MALDAF, the Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund. Now, it's not an accident. These same two groups, MALDAF and La Raza, both bigoted, racist groups, in my opinion, have recently been given big financial grants by who else? The Bush administration. So the CFR Illuminati elite have brought them into their little coterie, their little cabal that meets periodically. Meanwhile, they're given all this money by the Bush administration. You know, I'll have to talk to our treasurer here, who just happens to be my wife, Wanda, and ask her, has she received any grants or monies recently from the Bush administration? I just can't seem to recall. Sandra's over here. She's been with our organization. She's been the manager of it, the administrative manager, and now she runs our radio program as producer. Sandra, can you remember any monies that we've gotten recently from the Bush administration? Power of prophecy? I just can't seem to. No, sir, huh? Don't recall. Faith-based? We're faith-based. He's giving money out to churches now. I suppose if we were the Mexican-American power of prophecy ministries, we may get it. Yeah, there's a thought. Let's just change our name. We're the Reconquistas power of prophecy. They'd probably give us a few million at least. And if we say we hated George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, they're dead white men Anglos. If we put out a few little papers like that, we'd probably get $15 or $20 million in grants. They might even let me join the CFR. Wow. I could be writing articles for the Foreign Affairs Journal. Wow. I wouldn't feel very good about myself. I wouldn't be able to sleep nights. But hey, to these people, money is money. Now, this same Jewish group are out to propagandize you. That's why they had the May 1 demonstrations across America. Don't think those weren't planned out in advance. They first came out and they had all their signs and they had the Mexican flags and all of that. They found out that wasn't very good PR. They made a big mistake. Within a week, they were out there with all new flags, United States flags, and new signs that were printed up. Millions of dollars spent on flags and placards and signs. And you know, the signs, somebody was down there counter-demonstrating. They said, Tex, all those signs look like they were handmade by all those Mexican-Americans, or excuse me, Mexican illegals. And I got close and I saw that they were all printed. They were handwritten, but they were all printed. So one guy prints one and then they, you know, or makes one in hand. Then they send it down the printing press and send out 50,000 of them. They didn't even make their own signs, their demonstration signs. They were given them. Trucks suddenly showed up with thousands of signs in the back. Here, take a placard. Take a sign here. Take a flag. All planned demonstrations across America. This is what happens in communist countries. Planned, orchestrated demonstrations. And then they're going to tell us on television how wonderful it was, all of the networks owned by the Jews. But listen, listen to this. How are they able to orchestrate these? How are they able to get all the Mexican people out there at one time, all the illegal aliens? Well, they pass it by radio. And right now in every major city in America, there's at least 3, 5, 7 radio stations that are Spanish speaking. And do you think that Mexican Americans or Mexicans own those stations? Don't bet your life on it. Let me give you an example. Let me read to you from the Michael Vaney Intelligence Advisor, something quite interesting. Spanish-speaking television is the title of the article. In the Spanish broadcasting world, it says, the largest Spanish language broadcaster in the United States is Univision. Well, it recently went on the market. It was for sale. Guess who bought it? Surprise, says Mr. McElvaney. A man named Haim Saban. Haim Saban, who paid $12.3 billion and assumed a debt of $1.4 billion. A man who claims dual citizenship in America and Israel, a Jew, Mr. Haim Saban, a major supporter of President Clinton, and a major financial backer of the Democratic Party, bought it up. He bought it up. Do you get this? A Democratic Party operative who has dual citizenship, as if there should be such a thing, but there is, unfortunately, dual loyalty. But that's not really true. They don't have dual loyalty at all. They have loyalty only to Israel and to the Jews. He now owns the largest Spanish television network in America. And all they do is just put out all of this propaganda. Do you get what's going on, dear friends? Anti-American Mexican organizations are now being funded by Jewish groups and by our own government. Our own government. $15 million grant went to La Raza recently so that they could set up private schools in Los Angeles for Mexican youth. They don't want them to go to public schools because they can take them to the La Raza charter schools and teach them to hate this country and make them into radical demonstrators. And the Bush administration gave $15 million to one school that was recently on Fox News. It was a favorable. It was something reported as something good. Did you know, by the way, that Mr. Haim Saban owns 50% of Fox Family Worldwide? I smell a conspiracy. But of course, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Right? I'm one of those fringe people. Now let's talk about Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, Sweet Kay's plan. For you and for me. First of all, she started her letter with, dated August 22, by the way, 2006, her letter to me. She thanked me for contacting her and she said, "I agree with you totally, Mr. Mars. We must regain control of our nation's borders. We must repair our immigration system. We must strengthen national security. These issues are so important, we must have comprehensive immigration reform. And I welcome your thoughts and comments on this issue, including the comment that I made that you should go down to Mexico and be a senator down in their legislature rather than ours." Kay Bailey Hutchison, you didn't mention that. I doubt if you were very thankful to what I said there. But I still hold that. Now, in a minute, we're going to run out of time here, but I'm going to have to come back with you because I want to tell you about the plan includes 20,000 new detention camp spaces. Oh, yes. Detention camp spaces and a Good Neighbor Safe Visa program for unlimited numbers of Mexicans who want to come into America and much more. And I'm going to tell you all about this dastardly plan when I return right here on Power of Prophecy. Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. You know, I'm working on a new book now. I'm going to expose further this Council on Foreign Relations plot. Right now, though, if you're interested and you care as much as I do, and I know many of you do, and I appreciate you, you should order our two-tape series, The Murder of America. that explains it in great detail. 2 hours radio programs, The Murder of America. For $12, we'll send you that 2 hours. Please ask for either CD, if you want the CD now, the disc, or the audio tape, because now we have both formats. So make sure when you order Murder of America, The Murder of America, you ask for either the CD or tell us if you want it on the audio tape. Okay, we've got either one for you. Now, $12, and we ask for $4 for shipping and handling. Total of $16 will take care of it. Now, to get The Murder of America, just phone us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. That'll work in Canada, and maybe you're interested up there in Canada. Because with this Trans-America Corridor Highway, this Super NAFTA Highway, they're going to build right on up into Canada all the way from Mexico, and they're going to have gigantic Mexican trucks coming in. And guess what? Mexicans can be just as much citizens of Canada as they can the United States under this new plan. Canada won't have any protection either. And you know there's about 20 million people in Canada. That's all you have. Imagine 100-something million Mexicans. Pretty soon there won't be a Canada left, will there? They'll just drive right on up the NAFTA Superhighway. 4 football fields wide that's being built right now. You can't stop them because those highways are going to be owned by multinational Illuminati groups like Cintra of Spain and another large multinational corporation out of Australia. And they're going to have all of these millions of Mexican illegals. Well, they won't be illegal anymore. They'll be invited. Invited guest. Well, they'll even get visas. And they can stay forever in Toronto or Montreal or, of course, Detroit or Minneapolis or Toledo or Oklahoma City. Wherever they want to go. It's their country now with Bush and Kay Bailey Hutchison and Congressman Mike Pence and Senator John McCain and Senator Hillary. In fact, I don't know of anybody but maybe Congressman Tancredo of Colorado. Thank God for him. Congressman Ron Paul. Maybe a few more. Mr. Duncan, perhaps. If you know of any true patriots, any people who are still true to the Constitution like Mr. Paul and Mr. Tancredo, I'd like to know their names. Write to me and let me know. I'll give them some credit. We'll give them some recognition right here on Power Prophecy because over 95% of the U.S. Senate and the House are nothing more than treasonous traitors to America. And I don't mind saying that. I'm happy to say it. They need to be exposed. Now, I don't know what's going to happen because I'm exposing this. I suppose the IRS and everybody else will be coming to visit me. But you know, friends, that's a small sacrifice to make. You know, you've only got one life to live here on this earth. And then thank God you get to live forever in heaven with Jesus Christ. And I believe you need to do that short period of time we're here. It could be 60, 70, 80 years. It might only be 40. If they get mad enough at you to kill you. But I'm telling you something, friends. That's such a small period of time compared to eternity in heaven. And I don't intend to turn my back against the truth and against what's right, right here on this planet when it's so short anyway. Do the right thing now. While we're here. And that's what we're going to keep doing here. Again, The Murder of America. $16 total. Listen to it. Give it out to friends. Make copies of it. Hey, we've never sued anybody for making copies of our videos and audio tapes. Some people say, golly, don't you lose a lot of money like that? We have some people that make dozens of copies and pass around. Don't you lose money on things like that, Tex? Friends, we're not in it for the money here. Of course, we have to live. I have employees. We have expenses. But I'm trusting you to take care of this ministry. I'm not here out here by myself. I represent you. I represent you and Jesus Christ. You're my constituency and God is my master. I've got the most wonderful constituency in the world. Sander, the people who listen to Power of Prophecy. The best people in the world. And I got the best Lord and Savior. Well, he's the only one. Let's face it. He has to be the best. I mean, he's the only one. His name is Jesus. What have I got to worry about? Let them all come. I'll even quote George Bush, bring it on. Not because I'm confrontive. If the IRS guys were to show up here this afternoon, I'd give them a cup of coffee, sit down, chat with them. I might even give them a copy of Murder of America. Who knows? I might win them over. Every once in a while, things, miracles happen. Who knows? Well, again, our phone number, 1-800-234-9673. And remember, we'll put you on our mailing list, and we'll never give your name to any government agency. Never, never, never. We had the FBI one time asked for some names because they were doing an investigation of somebody, and I said, they asked, they were kind, do you have so-and-so and so-and-so on your list? I said, oh, that's proprietary. I don't give out names of our people. They went, okay. They said, okay. I burned the list first. We'd go out of business before I had to give it. Now, I guess if they send a big SWAT team in here, what can I do? They, you know, they're going to put me in handcuffs, take what they want. But that's never happened yet. We've been here 20 years. We're about to come up on our 20th anniversary. Our 20th anniversary. We were audited 3 years, actually 4 years. They hit us 4 years. They audited us. You know what we ended up are owing the IRS? They audited 4 years of our taxes. We owed them zero. God took care of us. They came down here and they were just sure we were going to owe them thousands and thousands of dollars. They thought they could shut us down. They didn't. We had to take them to court. Before it got to court, they dropped the whole thing. Decided they didn't want any money from us after all. Decided they were just going to leave us alone for a while. But I figure they'll come back. When they're ordered to by the White House or somebody else. Probably when Hillary gets in power. Boy, when she becomes president, who knows what's going to happen then. All hell will break loose. Whew. I mean, if Bush is doing these things, setting up secret CIA prison accounts around the world, torturing people left and right, saying it's okay to do it. Now he's spending over $300 million for concentration camps. They call detention centers. I mean, if he can get away with that, and all the Christians out there saying, amen, do more, more, more. We love it. They love it. As long as you do it all for Israel, the Christian evangelicals love what Bush is doing. They love secret prisons. They love the end of our Bill of Rights. They love it, it seems like to me. Imagine what Hillary's going to do when she gets in. George Bush is setting a lot of precedents. Ooh. And Hillary's going to take advantage of every one. Bush is going to build the concentration camps and she's going to put people in them. But more about Hillary later. Our address, by the way, is Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Please send that $16. Ask for The Murder of America. Make sure you specify now CD or audio tape, and we'll get that right in the mail to you. We have them ready to go right here in our warehouse, and we're going to send them out as many hundreds and hundreds as we can send out to warn people. The Murder of America. Now let's return to our regular program. Today, I'm talking about the Senate and Bush comprehensive immigration reform, the Trojan horse that's going to destroy America. It's going to rubber stamp what they want to do and are already in the process of doing. Let me tell you what she said. First of all, she asserted, she says, the millions of people, this is Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison in her letter to me, the millions of people who come to America in search of jobs to support their families are not a security threat to our nation. They're not a security threat to our nations. I think, let's see, 25, according to statistics that I've got here, 25 Americans are murdered every day in America by illegal aliens. Over one third of all the prisoners convicted of felonies in our prisons in the United States are Mexicans. MS-13 gangs, drugs, diseases, serial killers. Ask the families of the, how many was it, 17 or 20 people that, was his name Rosendez, that he traveled the trains from Mexico, came to the United States down in the border of Texas and killed, I think it was about 20 people. They were just sitting in their homes and suddenly he invaded their homes and murdered entire families. But Kay Bailey Hutchison has the gall and the indecency to say they are not a security threat to our nation. Well, why don't she go to federal prisons and get 15 or 20 of the convicted murderers and arsonists and invite them over to a dinner at her house this Christmas Eve? Her mansion. I'd like to see that happen. However, she says, I realize that there are weaknesses in our 7,000 miles of international borders, and we must do something about it. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Now, let me tell you what they're going to do about it, what she wants to do. This is in Congress now. This is the Hutchison-Pence bill. I heard it on Rush Limbaugh, and Rush Limbaugh had a substitute that day, and boy, he was like, oh, wonderful. Oh, this is great. Oh, grand. Finally, we're going to have immigration reform. Finally, we're going to do something about this. Oh, wonderful. Ooh. And he was just patting old Congressman Mike Pence on the back on the Rush Limbaugh show. They're all in it together. Don't you understand that, friends? Rush Limbaugh's not your friend. None of the so-called Sean Hannity and all the conservatives, they're all in the back pocket. How do you think they got where they're at? Rush Limbaugh has, he doesn't even have a college education. Neither does Sean Hannity. They don't need any education. They don't need any smarts. They don't need anything. All they need is for their mouths to be shaped to say yes, 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 yes. That's all they need. She says, the reforms that I have written with my colleague, Congressman Mike Pence, begin with border reinforcement. Our plan calls for substantial increases in personnel. She says, we will provide 20,000 new detention spaces for those who have been caught entering the country illegally. Detention spaces. Right now, they arrest them and they let them go. But I suppose once you've got 20,000 detention spaces, you can keep them 24 hours and let them go. That's a lot better than keeping them 15 minutes and letting them go. You say, Tex, you're making that up. They don't catch them and let them go. They put them in camps. They deport them and all that. Are you kidding me? They don't deport anybody. Well, maybe a few little just for window show. Then they call in all the media. Say, here, we're deporting this whole busload. Meanwhile, there's 50,000 more that very night coming across the border. You don't believe me? Go to Google and check the case right now that occurred here in Texas just last week. Two border patrolmen on trial. The Bush Justice Department, Mr. Alberto Gonzalez, Attorney General of the United States, put them on trial. Two Border Patrol guys. They've been convicted. They were convicted by a stupid jury, probably all Hispanic, because it was down in the border. Who knows, the jury probably wasn't even American citizens. Two Border Patrol were convicted of violating the civil rights of illegal aliens, drug dealers that entered America. Let me explain what happened. According to all the testimony, even the news reports, an SUV came over from Mexico full of drugs, full of dope. Two Border Patrol guys stopped it, investigated, found the illegal drugs. But before they could do anything, the Mexicans jumped back in their truck, their SUV, and took off. Just took off back across the border with their load of drugs. What are you going to do, your border patrol? You have your gun, and they're taking off with all the evidence, driving back across the border. You know that very night they'll come in somewhere else with these deadly drugs. Methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine, marijuana. We don't know what they had. Well, as they were getting scrambling back in their SUV and the SUV was taken off, they were fired at by one of the Border Patrol agents. And you know what? He hit one of them, hit him right in the butt, in the buttocks, shot him in the buttocks. Well, you think that he would get a commendation for that? There was a drug gang escaping back into Mexico. They ordered him to stop. They refused. They kept going. So he shot at it. Hit one of the Mexican guys in the buttocks. Didn't kill him, but I'm sure it hurt quite a bit. Be shot in the back end. They had an investigation. He ended up with a two border patrol. Mr. Gonzalez preferred charges against him. The Bush administration. They were convicted for disobeying the regulations of the Border Patrol. They were Border Patrol agents. And what were those regulations? That they would not shoot. They would not fire their weapons. It was part of their rules. You may not fire your weapons. Armed Mexican bandits bringing drugs in an SUV vehicle, a truck, into the United States. They were trying to flee, to escape. They refused orders to stop. The Border Patrol shot at them, shot one of them in the buttocks. The SUV stopped. They arrested them all. They let them all go, except the guy that was shot. He became a witness against them. Here the drug thugs went into court against the American Border Patrol. They have been convicted, and because it was a violation having to do with guns, they will get up to 30 years in federal prison. And I'm sure when they get there, they'll probably put them in to the Hispanic block. There they'll probably be beaten, raped, and they'll be fortunate if they're not killed. Thank you, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Thank you, George W. Bush. What a wonderful Christian you are. You say, Tex, I don't believe that. I don't believe that case is true. Go to the internet. Go to Border Patrol. Put in Border Patrol in Google, in the search engine. Just type in Border Patrol, Mexican border, shooting buttocks, drugs, and all those stories will come up, including their conviction by a stupid, no doubt, predominantly Mexican jury down in the border of Texas. Incredible! We're arresting our Border Patrol for doing their job! The first point, then, of K. Bailey Hutchinson's plan is they're going to build detention spaces, 20,000. They'll probably just turn it into another gulag to put people like you and me in there. A second point of this plan that she says is great, new equipment and technology will be utilized. Unmanned aerial vehicles, cameras, and sensors will be employed. Oh boy, spying equipment. Unmanned aerial vehicles. Do you really think they're going to be using these to search out and find illegal aliens? There's not even going to be a border there. They're going to buy millions and millions of dollars of spying Big Brother equipment. Who do you think they're really going to be watching? You and me! A third thing they're going to do. They're going to set up a temporary guest worker program. And they're going to give out what they call good neighbor safe visas. They are going to actually set up U.S.-based employment agencies. Did you get that? Employment placement agencies. Run by the U.S. government. Little Ellis Island centers will be opened down in Mexico. All the Mexicans will go into these American-run employment agencies. Isn't that wonderful? Your taxpayer dollars are going to be funding employment agencies that are going to hire all these millions of new Mexicans to come into America. Boy, doesn't that make you feel good? And everyone who's qualified, and she says there will be unlimited quotas. Get that? Unlimited quotas. Everyone who wants to come will be able to come and get a good neighbor safe visa. They will have the opportunity, says Ms. Hutchison, to fill jobs left vacant by America's labor pool. Oh, yeah. And they'll take your job, too, friends. You wait and see. She says here, the U.S. government will work in tandem with a nationwide employment verification system. Oh, yeah. And by the way, she says, we will make sure that the Mexican workers who come into America in unlimited numbers will pay into the Social Security system. And there will be withholdings for Medicare. Of course, they're going to give them Social Security benefits. And they only have to work here 2 years, not 10 years, like Anglos. After they've been here, she says, for some years under the good neighbor safe visa, after they've been here 12 years, then they will get an exchange visa. It will allow them to stay for 5 more years in the United States, at the end of which time, 17 years, they can become permanent citizens. In other words, 12 years, and then they get 5 years, and then they get to stay forever. Meaning, basically, they get to stay forever from day one. It's all hocus pocus. 17 years, then they can become a citizen. But if they don't want to become a citizen, they can continue here as a worker. They can stay forever and ever. That's basically, I didn't give you all the 10 points. The others are just sort of refinements of those. Now, while I'm mulling over the Hutchison Pence comprehensive immigration plan. And oh, by the way, 10 of the largest American multinational corporations, including Federal Express and many others, have been set up as a committee of the Council on Foreign Relations to help bring this plan into fruition. The CEOs of those 10 large corporations are now meeting regularly with the Bush administration to plan how all this is going to be done so nicely, cohesively, smoothly. And then I open up my Austin American Statesman newspaper, read from the Washington Bureau an article in the September 3rd, 2006 edition. Big headline, meth, that's M-E-T-H, methamphetamine, meth out of Mexico stampedes into Texas. Smugglers' stronger form of drug surges as domestic labs decline. Methamphetamine, illegal drugs, destroying lives, killing people, is stampeding into the United States. That's with our present Border Patrol. They can't even shoot somebody in the buttocks that refuses to stop with an SUV full of this stuff. And now Kay Bailey Hutchison wants unlimited immigration. And they're building the Trans-America Corridor, 4 football fields wide, and there is not even going to be a Border Patrol watching it. They say they're going to have microchip tags in all of the Mexican trucks. And as long as they've been microchipped in advance, they can come and go in America as they please. As long as Big Brother can watch them with the microchips. They can bring in truckloads of meth. Friends, do you get the point? They bought up all of the Hispanic language, Spanish language media in America. They're arousing these people to demonstrate, to become radicals. The Bush administration is funding La Raza and Maldaf and all them. I'm sure LULAC's probably going to getting money too. Another Mexican organization. They're getting money galore from our own. Your taxpayer dollars are going to fund radical, pro-communist, Reconquista organizations. and the CFR is coddling them. And they've got this Trojan horse called comprehensive immigration reform. Recently, the five governors, the governors of the border states all met. And they came out and they said, we've got to do something about the borders. We've lost control of our borders. What have we got to do? Well, we've got to have the Hutchison-Pence plan. Have you ever heard of something called order out of chaos? The Hegelian dialectic? That's what the Illuminati does. They cause the problem. How? For over 20 years, they've let millions of illegal aliens come into America. Outlaws, drug dealers. Now we have a problem. We haven't been deporting them. We haven't been complying with the laws that exist. The laws say deport them. But Bush says, we can't do that. Senator Ted Kennedy says, we can't do that. We cannot do what the laws say. So we've got to have new laws. Tougher laws. They even claim they're tougher. And how are they tougher? Unlimited immigration. Well, it's really not immigration. Their plan, as you know, under the North American Union plan, there won't be any illegals anymore. And I suddenly realized that's how they solved the plan. Once they have their North American Union, and they say by 2010 they're going to have it, there will never again be an illegal alien from Mexico that enters the United States. That's how to do it. Make them all legal aliens. And by the way, they don't use aliens. I read all two pages, single space typed, of Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison's letter. She told me all about her Hutchison-Pence border security and good neighbor safe visa program. Oh, doesn't it? Just goes off the tongue so wonderfully. It's like silk. Somehow I couldn't read one word in here about illegal aliens. They don't exist anymore. They're good neighbors. You know, they went from being wetbacks to being illegal aliens to being undocumented immigrants. And now suddenly they're good neighbors. Words have power, don't they? George Orwell said they have power. And that's why the motto of Big Brother says ignorance is strength. War is peace. Slavery is freedom. That's Big Brother's motto. They're offering us war, slavery, and they redefine it. Strength is ignorance. All I have to say, friends, is America is one strong country today because America is one ignorant place. But thank God there are a few of us out there that are not going to stop till we get the word out in this. And I want to thank you for being part of the restoration movement. That's what we are. We're more than that even. We're the truth movement. We tell the truth. We demand the truth. And we expose the liars. And thank you for your support here at Power Prophecy. We're able to do that. Our toll-free number, again, for your help is 1-800-234-9673. Our address, Power Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Well, friends, until next time, I pray you'll tune in next week here on Power Prophecy and discover the power of God's prophetic word.